Welcome to Gardens for Everybody. Today we're going to talk about work we have done in the Barrhaven Food Cupboard Garden this spring.
Yes, and if you're enjoying it, please follow.
And also remember that everything we do in the garden, you can do in your garden. It's all very ordinary stuff.
It's just the same in your own garden, except on a slightly smaller scale.
Or not.
Or not.
So, Elizabeth, I was away for the month of April.
You were.
And you were in charge of helping all the other volunteers in the food cupboard garden. What did you do?
Well, we did a lot. First off, we just assessed things that were damaged, and there wasn't too much damage, luckily. There was just the arbor had kind of blown over and needed repairing.
What is the arbor for?
Oh, we have a simple structure that's like an arch over a pathway. Its feet are in the garden beds, and so that allows us to grow things upwards, which is a space saver in the garden, because if you're growing upright, you've got more of your ground area for growing low things. So things that climb, like beans, cucumbers, melons, peas come to mind, you can grow upwards, and then you're saving that space for other things rather than having them sprawling out on the ground.
Great idea.
So we mended that. Some weeding. We did lots of weeding.
Last fall, we had two composters filled to the top.
So we moved all that compost around. In the pollinator areas, we also did some weeding and we divided plants. In our homes, we continued to grow seedlings of mainly peppers and tomatoes so that we would have those plants ready for planting out in May when a nice warm May came. But a nice warm May never came for anyone, did it?
No. Oh my gosh. It was so cold.
Yeah.
But when I got back from my holiday, I saw that you'd also put chicken wire around the big bed.
Oh my gosh, that was a big job too. Yes, we did. We fenced in the large bed to keep out animals. You're right, we did that too. I knew we were busy. I just lost track of how busy we were. But okay. Then when you came back, then we started to think about planting and what we could put out. So I guess the first things we started to look at were when could we plant out warm season crops.
And it was so cold this May. We waited and waited and waited. And finally, in the middle of May, we put in the tomatoes.
And I think we put in 50 primo tomatoes.
50 early girl and 10 big boy.
So it's a lot of tomatoes altogether.
Yes.
100, basically.
Actually, and it was quite the chore to put the tomatoes in, because every fall, we'd collect leaves from the surrounding houses, and it was about 18 inches tall, the leaves, last fall. But when we were planting the tomatoes, it was 4 inches deep of the decomposed leaf mold. So we would have to pull the leaf mold away, put the tomato in, put the soil back in, and of course, always water each plant so that there will be no air pockets around the roots so that they can adhere into the soil really well. And then finally pull the leaf mold back around the plant.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing we did was we put in skewers next to the plants to prevent the cutworm that we talked about in a previous episode from getting to our plants and basically cutting them off at the stem and then just destroying them. So we put skewers in to try and prevent that from happening. And then we planted later on in May. We've just finished planting.
It was only last week.
Yes.
So it was almost June.
It was almost June. We finished planting peppers and eggplants, which are a lot less tolerant of cold weather. And of course, we just had, like right at the end of May, a really cold day. They did survive. I hope that all your plants also survived that very cold day.
Oh, it was so cold that night. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, it was a little bit nerve-wracking. But anyway, everything did survive. We lost 3 tomato plants. And then we've also been planting herbs. We've put in parsley and basil. And we've also protected those by using skewers, but we put the skewers in the pointy end up for those to try. It's not nice. We're going to poke rabbits. If they try and eat them, they're going to get a little sharp poke that's going to stop them from eating our herbs, hopefully.
That's the hope. You could also use plastic forks. Pointy end up.
And we did put cages over them too for extra protection. But if you haven't got that, just any protection is a good idea, because rabbits will come along and eat them.
You were telling me earlier about hoops.
Yes. So I went to the dollar store Now, we always buy a lot of equipment from the dollar store because it's actually obviously very cheap and actually very good, especially in a garden where, I don't know about you, but I often drop my trowel or I leave it in the dirt and then you don't find them again, or they're in the composter and we find them a year later. So having a cheap trowel, if you're that kind of person who loses a lot, it's much nicer than losing your very expensive trowel.
It's true. I go to the dollar store every spring and buy about 10 trowels.
Yeah, they're excellent. So this year I noticed that they were selling kind of like a netting with hoops. So basically it's like a hoop cover that goes over a row of plants. So you might put it over a row of lettuce, for instance. And it's where you want to keep the insects off and maybe other animals off, but you want to let in light and you want to let in the rain. So I got one of these and it was fantastic. It was really, really good. So I went back to get another one. Unfortunately, they'd sold out. But next year, those are really good. I'd definitely look out for them and get more.
Now, what problems in the garden would we be facing in the early spring? I can't really think of any problems we have. I think because we actually do permaculture, so we don't touch the soil except to put the plants into the soil.
Yeah, it's really been not a difficult spring from a problem perspective. It's just been difficult from a weather perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have worked hard to protect plants by using, you know, the skewers to protect from cutworm, the pointy end of the skewer to try and protect from rabbits, covers where we can for sensitive plants. And yeah, and then watering hasn't been a problem because of the rain. Yeah.
That's true. I also just realized that the female moth who lays the eggs of the cutworm caterpillar can't lay her eggs in our soil because the soil is covered by
leaves.
The leaf mold.
Yes, so that might reduce the cutworms that we're seeing. Yeah.
I think it will reduce all of our insect problems. Plus, the beds are surrounded by the pollinator gardens, which also are the home to predatory and parasitoid insects.
So I think that's probably all that we've done. Oh, that's not true. We also were able to harvest because we were able to harvest onions that we planted last year, and we were able to harvest rhubarb, and that was great. So we were able to take some produce to the food cupboard.
How many kilos of rhubarb have we harvested?
6 kilos of rhubarb and 12 kilos of onions, and actually 100 grams of chives we've sent to the food cupboard this year. So those are things that were already planted, have stayed through the winter, and now are producing early in spring. So it's wonderful to include some of those things in your garden because it means that you're getting some produce really early on.
And our multiplying onions are ones that we grow year-round. They emerge out of the soil in the spring. We dig up clumps and divide them and put the smaller ones back in the soil and send off the bigger ones to the food cupboard. And then right about now, they're sending up a stalk which has a bulbil at the top. And these bulbils will fall down to the ground. They will root. And then we will let those grow on. Everything goes dormant in the summer. And that's when we're going to put the cilantro where the onion beds were. Then the onions reemerge in the middle of August. And we re-dig them and re-harvest them. The multiplying onions are really nice. Well, I think this has been a good synopsis of our work for the last 2 months.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank you for listening to Gardens for Everybody. And please follow us.